estoy frustrado ya, que ya no aguanto, pero no puedo irme para mi país.
I'm very frustrated here. I almost can't handle it now. It's been so long. I just want to go home to my country, but in my country, it's not safe for gay people.
Dagoberto fled El Salvador in 1984 to escape war. Currently, he is 57 years old, a diabetic, and after living on Long Island for most of his life, has been at the Buffalo Federal Detention Facility in Batavia for over 2 years. He says despite showing COVID-19 symptoms, he has not been tested.
Okay, so this past week I have had a fever and a cold, and they don't give you anything except water and salt, so to speak, and it's a bad situation.
The detention center presented information and steps being taken to address COVID-19 concerns Monday. The Federal Holding Center, which has a normal capacity for approximately 650 detainees, says they presently are detaining 380 individuals. According to another detainee named Carlos, a 37-year-old who has been at the facility for about 2 years, social distancing is not being adhered to within the dorm-like environment despite being under capacity.
No, we're all here, we're all together, and also there are some other inmates in the same situation as me where they're not being attended to medically, and we've been told that they will not attend to us unless it is an emergency.
The Batavia facility says as of April 6th, they currently have zero confirmed cases and zero suspected cases. Carlos says at this time, all they've been given for their illnesses is ibuprofen. He says he has also not been tested.
I'm actually not doing very well. I've been pretty sick lately for probably the past 7 or 8 days. I've had a fever, I've had a cough, I've not had any appetite, and though I have put down my name on the list or asked to be attended, I have not been helped.
Last week, Justice for Migrant Families received a letter from an anonymous group of people highlighting concerns such as food preparation and transfers into the facility. The facility says they have, quote, increased sanitation frequency and thoroughness amid this medical emergency, including cleaning the facility several times daily throughout housing units and common work areas. Justice for Migrant Families Executive Director Jennifer Connor says, given the concerns they're still hearing, that may not be enough.
Well, you could have the people with the best intentions, and they're not going to be able to achieve what the guidelines are. And the letter we received from people inside, these are smart people. They know what they're supposed to be doing, and they know it can't happen in the structure of immigrant detention. And they really lay that out very logically in the letter.
Connor says one way the facility could improve safety is by releasing some detainees on bond. The court proceedings can take years to transition people back into the community. Ken was recently let out March 16th and is currently residing in Western New York.
The day I arrived, the first thing that they told me, the deportation official who transported me, said in 9 days you will see the judge. And after 9 days, we did not see the judge. In fact, for 4 months, we didn't see a judge.
Ken saw a judge January 6th of this year. Over the months he spent in the facility, he saw several other detainees struggle to get care.
There was a man from the country of Georgia in Europe, and he had serious allergies he was experiencing, and he went to the clinic 5 times seeking care for his allergic reactions. And each time they would just give him ibuprofen, ibuprofen, ibuprofen. And when he kept demanding medical care, they put him in solitary confinement. They were not able to offer solutions to people, and so I do not have confidence in the clinic.
On ICE's website, it says anyone who requires medical attention can attend medical appointments. Detainees like Carlos, who have had trouble getting care, say they hope the facility will take action, placing value on all human life.
In reality, I always have hope. I always keep faith. This is a terrible situation, but I continue to fight.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.